KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A political analyst says the growth of the Umkhonto we Sizwe party will depend on how it lays out its future strategies. The party, which was established by former President Jacob Zuma, is hosting a rally at Durban's Moses Mabhida Stadium today to mark its one-year anniversary. In the May general elections, the MKP became the third largest party in the country, surpassing the EFF and even defeating the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal. Political expert Levi Ndor says the party's had a significant impact on politics, despite the majority of its votes coming from KZN.
It will depend on the programs that the party might develop that has the potential to attract other members into the party. But at the same time, it will also depend on the kind of leadership that the MK party has, because if they have strong leaders that are able to mobilize and recruit, you will therefore see a lot of growth. But if they are unable to manage party cohesion and unity, we might therefore start seeing the influence of the MK party diminishing.
Speaking ahead of the afternoon's program in Durban, the MKP's national organizer Joe Ndlela says there are plans to build a party as they gear up for the local government elections in 2026.
We are highly infiltrated, it's a fact. If that was not a factor, Umkhonto we Sizwe would be one of the most organized organizations, political organizations in the country. What I'm tasked with is to ensure that I build very strong and trainer structures, branches, and members who are disciplined and who are committed and who are there to serve the people around themselves. That's what we are committed to.
Zuma is expected to deliver the official address this afternoon. A maths professor says the country's poor academic performance in maths and science can be tied to a lack of competent teachers.
South Africa is coming from an old order that did not prioritize education for the masses. And that created a shortage of people who were competent enough to become the teachers of the subject in future. And as a result, that's why we're sitting with a problem.
UKZN's Professor Sudan Hansraj has been sharing his thoughts on the findings of the 2023 Trends in International Mathematics and Science study. The report, which was released last week, revealed that South Africa's grade 5 learners ranked last out of 59 countries in maths and science. Grade 9 pupils also performed below the global average in both subjects. Hansraj says these results reflect on the quality of teaching. He believes the issue can be addressed through competency assessments.
We need to go for rigorous training programs. These can even be on an online basis. But at the end of it, a teacher must write some test to prove their competency. What this will call for is some cooperation with teacher union, so that we can all firstly admit the problem and then work together to work in the best interest of society. I believe there's nothing wrong with our curriculum. In fact, the DBE takes a lot of pride in benchmarking the curriculum against a number of first world systems. There can be nothing wrong with a learner. South African children are like any other child elsewhere in the world.
Back home, and we've got a level 2 warning in place for severe thunderstorms for KZN's western parts. Forecaster Sihle Dlamini says the entire Utugela region, the western parts of Umgungundlovu and Harigwala will be affected. Damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail are expected this afternoon.
Should we receive large amounts of these small hails, it is possible to cause some infrastructure damage. In terms of the downpours, people should be advised not to speed, because the roads might be slippery.
A storm's also expected to hit the southern region today and tomorrow. Then a heat wave is sweeping across the northwestern and northeastern parts until Wednesday. Here's a look at your maximum temperatures. For tomorrow, Durban and Richards Bay going up to a high of 27 degrees. Maritzburg, 24. Ladysmith, 34. Moira River, 28. Cockstead and Margate, 23. Newcastle 35, Ulundi 30, 26 for the Berg. Morning sea swells in Durban are reaching 3 metres with sunrise at 10 to 5. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.